Simon Tzadik Tes Seif Dalet. Misharim Beroitev Ubekipa. When you count 60, you count the gravy, meaning the liquid in which the nevela was cooked in, Ubekipa, which the Rama explains, Perish, Hadak, Hadak, Shalbasa, Vitavna, Mizase, Bishula, Kedera. The mixture that's left at the bottom of the pot of tavlin, of spices and heter meat, the thick I guess that would be a broth on the bottom, uvachatichos, and then the full pieces of heter. All those act mimvatel the piece of iser. Obviously, the piece of iser itself needs to be removed, but the tam that exited the piece and entered, if you have shishim in the chatichos, the tavlin, and the soup, that would be mevatel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Misharim aheter va'iser kamoish balafoneinu. We look at the heter and the iser as the way it comes in front of us. Va'af al pi shahaya beheter yoyser mitchila. Let's say currently you have 120 ounces of soup against a chaticha that was 2 ounces. So the 120 will be mevatel the tam of that exited the chaticha that weighed that measured 2 ounces. We say this afal pi, even though shahaya beheter yoyser mitchila, even though, let's say in the case there was only 110 ounces. And we knew that previously there was 120 ounces when the meat fell in. So where did the 10 ounces go? Venismait bishulo. It evaporated through bishul. Where did it evaporate? The pot was closed. Was covered. It was nivla b'kderik. It went into the sides of the pot. We still say that we do not count that which in the kiddah, but we only count what is b'faneinu, and currently we only have 110 against 2. That's not 60 to 1. V'hani mili, we're machmer this way, only b'min b'sheinoi minoi, when you have tam ki ikar d'raisa, where the shishim ratio is biblical, avim humim b'minoi, which really batal b'roif. You have, and you had 2 ounces of chicken broth of nevela, and 110 ounces of chicken broth that's kshera, and you originally started with 120 ounces, so now you originally had 122 ounces in the pot. Now you have 112 ounces in the pot, and 10 ounces in the walls. You can also mitzdarif the 10 ounces of balua in the walls of the pot. Again, misharim gamba masha bala kedera v'oymed b'doifni akedera. Well, misharim zeb oymed yafe. You can take a healthy assessment. Roy knows like iluhu ben. You look at it as if it's extant back in the pot. Avamasha kol of oven machmas aor. But if it evaporated into the environment and did not go into the pot, for instance, the pot was not covered. Einim etzdar shezek kol lagamre. That steam that exits the pot through the top is no longer here and can't be used for tziruv. There are a couple of questions here. But first, let's explain that this is really the sheet of the Rajba, because the Rambam holds that that which we have a shaila in the Gemara, how does bittul work? B'kedera atzma, do you use the kedera itself? Or b'may debala kedera, or do you include that which is packed inside the walls of the pot? That shaila is basically the following. Kedera atzma means you look what's in the kedera, or do you add which is in the side of the kedera? And he says that we paskin lakula, that which is in the sides of the kedera works. And how do you know what's in the sides of the kedera? You make a rough estimate, an oimid yafet. But the Rambam l'shitase that holds tam kikir's drabanan holds that that would work even b'min b'she'ena minay. But the Rajbo holds tam kikir's d'raisa, is only willing to concede this kula of the Rambam in min b'minay, which is drabanan midaraisa d'batul b'roif. However, there's another way to learn the Gemara. That which it says, b'kedera atzma, means that you use the actual kedera itself, what we call the charsis hakedera, the makeup of the kedera. Let's say the kedera has walls that can hold 20 ounces. So you can add 20 ounces to what's in the soup, even if there is, let's say you start off with 100 ounces of soup and 2 ounces of iser, and the kedera itself has the ability, 20 ounces, the kedera itself is mevatel. And in that instance, it would be just like the atzamos haheter, you being used to mevatel, even though the atzamos have no tam themselves. And the other mandamra holds only b'masha bola kedera. You don't use the charsis hakedera itself. You only use that which is packed into the walls from the soup. So the soup has to start off with 120 qualify for bittul. However, that's the shita that would go l'chumra. Shulchan Aruch paskins l'kula. However, in the Shach it says that we paskin like Rashi l'chumra, and Rashi paskins that we only go b'mashe b'olafaneinu. In other words, at the time that we're trying to eat the soup, there still has to be 120 ounces of soup in the pot, and we don't look at what transpires in the walls of the keli. Which raises the obvious question: then why would we use atzamos to haheter to mevatel, but we don't use the keli to mevatel? So the Yad Yehuda says a very interesting pshat. The Yad Yehuda says that since the contents of the pot are being cooked and there's high pressure on the contents, so it's much more nivla, the tam is much more nivla in the bones that are of the heter inside the pot of soup. However, the kedera itself, which is a step removed from the bishul, that cannot be used to be mitztarif, because not much as much tam goes into the daifni akedera, and we don't know exactly how much tam, so therefore they should not be used to be mitztarif. However, the whole notion that the charsis akedera can be used to be mevatel is questionable. Rabbi Kiveger and his Hagois and the Chabaz Das lives by a Tzorach Iyun on this notion, and therefore, the halacha for Asa Ashkenazim is like the Shach, that we just are assess that which is Bala Faneinu, that which the ratio of the soup versus the Isser as it is currently. However, if it would be a case of Min B'Minai, that's not so simple anymore, because we, even us Ashkenazim, hold that that's a Din D'Rabbanan. Maybe we could be Mekel B'Mai Shebola HaKadera.